to the halachas of passing somebody while he's davening, sitting in front of somebody who's davening. So first we start the halachas of sitting, and then we'll move on to the halachas of passing. The Gemara Brachos learns out it's usur to sit within dalet amis of somebody who is davening shmoneh esrei. The halachas of dalet amis, Mechaber says, applies beim elefanov, front dalet amis, beim in etzadim, the side dal amis, and bein ma'achira. There's four amis all around. You make like a circle, 4-amah radius, front, back, and side, or wherever the person is within dal amis. You're not supposed to be sitting while somebody's davening shmoneh esrei. What's considered sitting? So the Mishabur says that let's say you're leaning on something. Leon Stender. A lot of times I do because I stand. So Mishabur says that if the shunder will fall, if you take it away, let's consider that you're sitting. What did I say? I said it. Oh, sorry about that. Okay. If you're going to fall, if you move the shunder away, like the Mishabur and Sifkat the Vez, Afilu Aleph, Gam Smicha Aser, Smicha is Aser, and if it's going to fall, it's definitely going to be Aser. If it's not going to fall, you're just like leaning a little bit like this, if it's going to fall, the Mishabur says, then Smicha b'mikzas, seminotu yochel amid. If it's you're leaning a little bit, that technically you could stand, even though it would fall away. Yesh lakum makom atchak. Only makom atchak that's mutter to lean. So basically, Mishabur is saying that if your mom is leaning, it's going to fall. That's like sitting. That's definitely out. And even leaning, that that's when you could stand. You're leaning a little bit on it. Mishabur says only makom atchak you can make on. You should not be makel to be leaning on something during, if somebody around you is that. What's the reason why it's also? The reason why it's also is covered as Shechina. When a person's davening, so Shechina is Dalamas around the person, therefore it's not covered as Shechina. If a person is sitting, a person is leaning on something, it's not a covered Shechina. That's the Sivus Adavar, why it's going to be us. Now the couple of scenarios, which will go for like five cases, where we're makel, that it's mutter to sit, when the person's davening. The first case is Mechaber brings down if somebody is Adam Cholish. Somebody is Yeshemishim Yoshibitzam as well. Cholish, a person's sick, a person's very, very weak. So, in that situation, so there is no Issa. The whole part is about a cover of Shechina. A person's weak, a person's Shvach. Then the lach is that we say that's what to do. Example the place can say is that in Kippur. So, a lot of times people are Mechaber Shmoneh Esrei and if you're makman dal amos all around, you know you're good to sit down. So the place can say on Yom Kippur, it's a matzah that every single person is considered. But that's how we consider a person adam chalish, and then we say that it's mutter for a person to sit down if he's not feeling well.
You can't sit to don't be chalish.
That what?
You can't sit to don't be chalish. If you don't chalish, but you want to sit to don't be chalish.
If you're not chalash,
but you
want to
see
the Domichalash. Oh, yeah, that's situation. Now, Mishmur says, if you're able to move to the side, move somewhere else, Avada, you should do it, but if you're not able to do it, then the halacha is that it's mutter to sit. One of the cases of a guy just comes and he's not supposed to damage Shmoneh Esrei there. You come up for a Seder, a guy walks in with his tefillin and starts damage Shmoneh Esrei behind you. So the halacha is, if somebody's Baba Gvula, he's coming into your territory, he's not supposed to be dabbing over there. And he has no right to be davening there, so he has no right to aser you from sitting. Any time the person does not have a right to be there, so then it's not going to make the salacha is not going to apply. So the place to discuss, let's say you're in a shul and the guy davens very long shemen esrei. So does the halacha apply in that type of situation or not? So Sa'a Chachma says that in a shul is a place for a person to daven. If the person is Ma'arech Shmoneh Esrei, yeah, he has a right to be Ma'arech Shmoneh Esrei. And therefore, even though the person is being Ma'arech Shmoneh Esrei, so even though a person is Ma'arech Shmoneh Esrei, the Ma'isa, the Halacha would yes apply, and you would not be able to be sitting in the radius of
daven. Usually people daven long, daven up front.
They should daven up front. The person say that it's Shalif Ne'iver, because with that call, people are not so Ma'arech in these Halachas. So Zami used to say, again, these halachas have to be more machmer. Why being that so roughly, the people make all when shleike achasa, they forget to be more machmer. But by that time, a person has long shemanes, it's just out of favor. If you're dining in a place where you know people are not going, where you're going to be machshel people, then about it's just out of favor, and therefore and the person himself is a chayes is about it. You should be dining in the front. But the ma'aseh, the guy didn't do it. The ma'aseh, he has a right to dine long shemanes, right? So therefore, ma'aseh lachas do apply. So there are those who want to say that maybe bisman is there. The Gemara says we don't have kavana by davening. When everyone says already, we don't have a proper kavana. So, therefore, maybe these halachas don't apply because who anyhow who has kavana bezman hazeh really properly? So maybe you don't have the svar of the shechina and all the kavod shechina. Like, you know, who says if he's like lemaisa v'yashu some zam and they're not like that approach. They say, you know, lemaisa, you know, they say that other halachas would yes apply. So kavana so far went through two cases. One is the guy had no right to be there. If he has a right to be there, it applies. A case where it's very gvuli is in a lot of places, like they have yamim factories. Let's say the shtiblach, they make a minion in the chatzar. By the shtiblach. Are you allowed to officially? I don't know what are the rules.
No.
They don't let? Shtibs don't let? Okay, so they make a minion, so then they have the right to be there. It's an echnami. The lachas would not apply. But there's some places which they let people on Meirav and they just like minion after another minion and they make a minion in the hall, then it's going to be a problem. They have a right to be there, so you have their right to be there, therefore we also are at the Best Buy. I say, forget, if you're diving in that minion, you probably built an Aver.
The doorways.
What do you say?
Yeah, the doorways are Shtibla. I'm trying to get
in. That why?
Those are going to dive in like right in front.
So he is Aver Lifnei Aver. He is.
Right.
For sure, if somebody's Aver. If somebody's Aver. But probably for sure. So he is Aiva Lifnei Iver, but you know, you, the luck is that you're not allowed to go. If he has a right to be diving there, then. Now, some shuls have a takana. All people are Marvish Menesse, you're diving Mizrach. You know, that's where you belong. And then Chanami, then the guy doesn't have a right to have a long Shmanesse in the back. And as much as the guy has a right to daven there, then and Chanami, the luck would. The Chaver says that if you are davening, so far we're talking about sitting, we're not talking about Maver, we're talking about sitting so far. If you're davening, and a person's also davening, you're davening Shema and he's davening Shema Nesri, so the Chaver says, even if you're davening Karbonis, any tzarech lahachik, then the halacha is that you don't have to be machik. Yesh Mishoimer, that's only if you're Minat Sad, but Kenegan Einav is going to be us. So it comes out from the Mishabur is like this, that if you're Mel davening, and he starts Shemana Esrei, so halacha is that as long as you're not mamash right in front of him, then you're allowed to be sitting. As let's say I start down Shemana Esrei, so he's good and he's good. These people on the stern, you know, within the alams of me, but anyone to the sides, or anyone to the side, or even the front to the side, it's okay. The only thing we have a problem, people who are straight ahead, then we're machmer, but anyone who's to the sides, then the halacha is that's not going to be a problem. Which you see, a lot of times people are machmer on this, which, sorry about that. You see a lot of times people are machmer on this, even though that's you don't have to. You know, if you're davening, as long as you're not mamish in front of the person, then the luck is that you're allowed to be sitting and you do not have to you do not have to get up. What do you say?
Do you know like
desire
says all around the
autos? Yeah, that's not mamish. You're not sitting now. Desire is talking about when you're walking. Now we're talking about just sitting. We're not going anything, so the luck is then it's going to be mutter. Yeah, if there's a mechitza, this is very, very important. If there's a mechitza in front between you and the person, then these halachas don't apply. What's considered a mechitza? Mechitza is something which is aser tefachim tall, and if it's four tefachim wide, then it has a din of a mechitza. Which, in many places, the bench behind you could be a mechitza. It's 10 tefachim tall, 80 centimeters, you know, 10 tefachim tall. Then it's four tachim wide, so then it's going to be mechitza, then these halachas won't apply. Now, in terms of something being mechitza, it has to be that it's like these benches over here, these are the mechitza, so let's see what's going on over here. Just you want to down these benches, in order for something to be mechitza, so it has to be that, I guess it is 10 tachim high, the bench, right? But it has to be that every 3 tachim, there's something there in order to be loved. So if you have, it has to be that every 3 tachim, there's. So you have it in the back, you want to measure it, just see?
Fine,
The bottom bars within the top of the ground, between the bar and the between the bar and the thing, how tall is it? What? Is that?
Hopefully, yes.
Okay. One second. It has to be within three tefachim. If you have something within three tefachim of a bar, another bar within three tefachim, so you do love it, and you're able to make the mechitzah. So over here, we have no problem sitting down, because you have the mechitzah in between. If you have the mechitzah in between, then it's not going to be a problem. There are many places that just takes care of the problem. You have mechitzah, that's the mechitzah aser. Now mechitzah has to be something which is meant to stay there, something which is kavua, something which moves around like a shtender. Like a shtender wouldn't be mechitzah, right? Even though it's 10 tefachim high, but between here and here, it's not love it. Engineers not love it, so therefore it doesn't have a chitzesa. As long as it's a chitzesa, you have to have like a bar within every three tefachim, and that will make it, that will be still love it, and therefore that'll be okay. If somebody's, what?
That's even to say 3 sets back.
Who?
That's even helps even to say 3 sets back.
We'll get that some. Now we're talking about sitting, and then, I better move over here. Okay, a little bit. Now, in terms of you're learning, the halacha is, if you're learning, and then somebody, and somebody's davening, so we did the Mishmura says only makel if you're behind the person. If you're behind the person, then you're able to be makel. Mashain Kane, if you're on the front and the sides, it shouldn't be makel. Unless his mom is going to study learning. But the makel didn't know learning is not good. Davening is okay if you're in front of the person, as long as that mom is in front of him. Learning only if you're behind the person is good. Mashain Kane, unless his mom is going to study learning, then the halacha is that'll be better. There's one last halacha, and again, it does apply to kids. If kids are davening, does it apply or not? So there's a b'chat, I want to say it doesn't apply to kids, but kids, the shkina doesn't come. Echetesa, that's covered shkina. Echetesa, the shkina is there. Might be asked, Mishnah Zan also both held that if it's a katan shagir l'chinech, which is tefillah, the halacha would, yes, apply. Just because over before we go on to the Marav Ben Yisfalim, basically, the halacha is you're not able to think Dal Amis is all around. You have to make like a radius, 4 hours out, 4 hours out, 4 hours in the back. You shouldn't be sitting when a person's davening. Leaning also is a problem. If it's going to fall, then it's mamash a problem. If you're not going to fall, we want to make a shas adchak. And we said a couple of cases of mutter. Number one, if Adam Cholish is mutter, preferably should be on the sides, like Yom Kippur. We said that a person had no right to be there. If you yourself are davening, it's going to be mutter. If you're learning, it's going to be mutter. And if there's a mechitzas aser, then also it's going to be mutter. Let's talk about now the lachas of maver of passing, walking by somebody who's in the middle of davening. So the reason why it's also the walk by somebody who's in the middle of davening, there are two main reasons. One reason is because it's bilbul kavana. The person's trying to concentrate, and you walk by him, and it's people walking by, it ruins his concentration, and that's one reason why it's going to be also. The second reason why it's going to be down, the reason why it's going to be also is now it's bilbul kavana, is because that's covered as shechina. The shechina is the alamas around the person, and therefore when you're walking by, so you'd be mafsik, I mean, the person in the shechina, that's not like a nice thing to do. What's nafkamin? Nafkamin is the person is closing his eyes, or the talus is over his eyes. So if the reason that's a shechina, then it's going to be aser. Mashenka, if the reason is that's bibel adas, so she's not going to notice you, he's not going to see you, he has his eyes closed, he has the talus over his eyes, then the reason wouldn't apply. So this is machlekes from the Mishabur and Archashofa. Mishabur is machmer. Shmuel likes to go with both reasons, the reason of kavana, and the reason of us covered as shechina. Therefore, Shmuel is not so happy, even though the person's closed his eyes, Shmuel is not so happy. Mashiach and the Archa Shulcha and the Pachach and others, they're mekel, they go with the ikar reasons as kavana, and whenever you're getting out of the problem of kavana, then you're able to be mekel. If the person's eyes are closed, or something covering his eyes, so Archa Shulcha and Archashochan and Mishach, so they're both night to lock.
Even if you want to go inside to pray, is that what you're looking at?
We'll get there in a second. Now, what is the halacha of Marakim is found, what does it mean? So definitely walking right in front of a person, like going, somebody walking this way right in front of me is going to be Asr. That's for sure Asr. There's a machloikis between the Yerab and others if you're working on the side of the person. Stadim Shalafanev. Is that going to be Asr or is that going to be Mutter? Shmuel brings down in Sifkatan. Tezayin, Storm Shlifneim, I'm going to wrong. It's Shlifneim and Dami, it's going to be Asr. Mashiach is going to die Rabba, it's going to be Mutter. That's the Machlokes. There's a difference. Walking Mamish on a person is definitely Asr. Walking along the sides is going to be Mutter. There's somebody Damish Manasseh, you want to walk along the sides in the aisle. So that's the machlokes in the Magravam Al Yerabba. Magravam holds what? Holds Asr. Mashiach Al Yerabba holds that's going to be Asr.
Straight means like Mamish is straight. So you draw straight lines.
I'm standing. If you walk right in front of me like this, like if you're Marav right in front of me, then that's going to be a problem. Now, when it comes to Minigeya, the last scenario that comes up, it becomes Tzarech Mitzvah. You want to get the minion to somebody's davening or Kayin to go Dochin. So the luck is that depends what we're talking about. If we're talking about a situation where it's a mitzvah yivaris, going to go dochen, or talking about a situation somebody wants to, they need him for it to be a bal kaira or a scenario like that. So the idea that Pshatcher says that if you have a bad day mitzvah, you're able to make on these halachas and you're able to walk even right in front of the person. A mitzvah yivaris, which you cannot do later on. So then he says, the Lomas he says, kills the Iker reasons as Kavana. And he says that Kavana is really only a Suffolk. You walk by the person who is Shtara. I'm saying, you have a Vadi Mitzvah. So you're a Vadi Mitzvah, you can't take away, but Makam, your Vadi Mitzvah beats the person. What do you say? Dukhan next minute. He's one of some Dukhan Mitzvah. Okay. Each time is some Dukhan Mitzvah. That's not like that. Okay. So Kavana, the place can make of that, might say if you have a Mitzvah, a Varis, even Mamish to walk right in front of the person. Then we're going to be Mako. What happens sometimes? You have a kid, you bring a young kid to shul, and he starts crying. And the only way out is to be married with the name of Smala.
To the rabbi.
Huh?
To the rabbi.
Okay, so we can say it's a mitzvah of the rabbi, we guess you're starting everybody. The kids are fighting, you want to take them out, whatever the situation is. So then, Lamites, in that situation, we're going to Mako. If you have to go to the bathroom. So, if it's a massive about the shaksu, so then the place can say it's mutter to go even negative spiral mamish. Walking, we're talking about walking right in front of him. It's not about the shaksu, it's going to be mutter. What's good about the shaksu? About the shaksu is the way the Shulchan Aruch is magdira that if it would come out naturally without you holding it in, then that's where you can say about the shaksu. Because you have to hold it in, and the koyach adoicha is, and you're holding it in, that already can say about the shaksu. And then we mutter even to be maver mamish connected on the spot. Mashen kein, if it's not a mitzvah veris, the place we said, let's say you want to go get a minion. So you could just go to the next minion. What's the big deal? Or something which is not mamish a mitzvah, which is a minion. Somebody who is oval, he's diving for the omid. The only way for him to get there, he has to go in front of somebody. So there also, it's not, it's a minug, it's a nice minug. Seriously. It's not mamish. It's not mamish. Shachiv. So over there, we're not going to be makel to go right in front of the person, but the sides that we're willing to be makel. The sides, machlekes from Rabba. So b'makom tsayrach, basically like there is b'makom tsayrach, we'll make even to go on the side, and to go mamish in front of the person has to be mamish mitzvah veris. If it's not mitzvah veris, then the lach is that's going to be us. Go.
Sitter.
Get a sitter.
Seder.
Yeah, to go to Seder. So will we make it to go on the sides? To go mamish in front of the person? I'll just take a safer line there. I don't know.
Lots of people are standing, face all different directions. If you go in the aisles, you could be facing people facing like a 90 degree angle. So you're really in front of them.
Just if he's facing like this, then it's like this, not like that. So you just look at the same.
On the angle that he is.
Yeah, that's the guy in front of him. Just because
he's meant to be facing. I don't know who's meant to.
Whatever he's meant to do, but he's like this right now. Here, it would be this way. What?
See, but really, it's really though he could be facing forward. It's just he decided he wanted that.
Okay, now what's cool right in front of him? Right in front of him is right now over here. If I just have to look whichever way the person is, and right, whichever way he is, then that's to be considered. That's to be considered in front of him.
So it's totally the way he's standing, the way he person, the way he himself is, not the way doesn't go after the road, goes after him, with regards to passenger.
That what? It's totally where he's standing, yeah.
Right, the way that he is, not the way the road is.
Yeah, wherever, you can't go in front of him. So wherever as Tali, whatever, yeah, wherever he is. So Kitzur, Mamash in front of him will make all, like a mitzvah Iveres, like a Kohen Tadukhin, cover the Brias, about the Shak, so if it's not mitzvah Iveres, then we'll make all to go on the sides, and if there's no important Sarah, then he shouldn't be going on the sides either. Or she's all the sides can be on, sir. If it's not important Sarah, he shouldn't be going on the sides either. And one last halacha is Menegeah, doing the Gimel Pesias. So if you're going backwards in relation to the Marimov, so that's Yibi Marvel Kenyon Espal, you're going back into the person. And over there, the Chavis says that Hishan Tefillah says Zer Yehudim Echem Espal Acherov. Also, the Pesayi Gimel Pesias, you can't go with three Pesias, Ashagam Mishachar Vesh Tefillah Say. Why? Because if you do that, you mean Marvel Fenem Espal. So the guy behind you is having a very long Shemana Esrei. It's taken a very long time, so the Lach is. You know how to do the Gimel Pesias, because you've been married, came with Skadal. You've been married, came with Skadal, you're going backwards. And therefore, the luck is you shouldn't be doing it. Now, what do people do many times? So the guy behind us, he's going like that, like looking at the guy, and then the guy, you know, you're annoyed, making some faces, and making some noise. Especially if the reason why you're not married, came with Skadal, is because of Bilbo Kavana, I think you're doing a lot worse, right? But I doing that. And you know, definitely that's not what a person should be doing. So there's a heter which they bring down that if you don't go straight back, you go to the side of the person. Or even like this, you're Yamish Manasre, and the guy behind you, Batsam, you can't go backwards if anyone's in Dalam. Because Yaakov is over here. Anybody Yamish Manasre like come out this room would make it that you can't go back. Because Dalam is sold in different directions. Like, so Batsam, you'd have to wait till everyone around you has finished Manasre in order to go backwards. But Makam Tzorech or Mekel, if you're just going to the side, but it's not that we said Makam Tzorech or Mekel, so if there's a Tzorech for you to go back, if there's some type of Tzorech, then we Mekel for you to go back. But otherwise, calls man that the people within Dalam is davening, and the luck is, You should not go back and see this. Right, if you have mechitzah, that's going to be good. So the thing behind you is mechitzah sasser, then that's going to be okay, and it's going to be mutter. So this is a shadow once the place can. Let's say here's a person considered mechitzah. As you're davening, the guy behind you finished, and the guy behind him did not finish. So does everyone have to wait? Or we say that a person would be considered mechitzah. This is not lucky enough. And everyone daven, hey, then mechitzah ben eldim is considered mechitzah. Somebody, if mechitzah, a person also considered mechitzah. If there are people, if a person could be a mechitzah, so the guy behind you finished Shemanesri, even the guy behind him afterwards didn't finish Shemanesri, so then the luck is that that would be considered mechitzah, and it would be considered, okay. Also, there's Archa Shochan which says the person in Tachnunim, which is also like this, the person is after the kind of tzar. So, it's Mechalis Mishabur and Archa Shochan do these alakas apply. Mishabur is Machal, it does apply. Mashenkin the Chashochan says that the Chashon B'chash, they're going again, the Iker Kavan, the reason it's as Kavan, is by Tachanunim, it's not as Choshev, the Indian of Kavanah, so therefore, Lav Dafka, the Etzem Elacha Abad. Just a quick Hazar, Isser to sit within Dalamis, Dalamis all around Dalamis, you can't sit in a person's davening, we said a couple of Terim, the guy had no right to be davening there. If you were davening first, it's okay, better not to be davening in front of him. If you're learning, behind them is going to be okay. Mechitza works, which you said many times. We're going to have mechitza. There's also an isser of lavrel of nam asmalam, walking mamash in front of the person. In front of the person is definitely isser. The size machiks me magar mali rabba. The size machim all around. But mokim mitzvah veres or kavod abrius will make it even to go lavrel of nam asmalam mamish. Hashem kain. If it's not mitzvah veres, will make it on the sides. And then gimel psias also. That's called lavrel of nam asmalam. So therefore, you should not do it unless people around you finish. Hashem Kain, if it's going to be a Makam Tzorech, then you will make it to go to the side.